Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Today, I'm a little bit late. I'm going to do a Friday-Saturday devotion that prepares us for the weekend of being in God's house. Found in the Old Testament, there's a passage that says, "The Lord said to Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you must respect your mother and your father, and you must observe my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make metal gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God." Now, we've heard that passage. Most of us know this is part of the chapter in Leviticus because of the many laws that were laid down for all of God's people to follow back then. And I hear people say all the time today, we are a New Testament follower, so we don't have to follow the law. We should follow the Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us. Well, that's true to a point. Now, the Holy Spirit is to guide our lives because we know Jesus and the Spirit of Christ. But Jesus told us something in Matthew I think we need to read and observe as well. In Matthew 5, starting in verse 17. "Do not think I have come to get rid of what is written in the law or in the prophets. I have not come to do this. Instead, I have come to fulfill what is written. What I'm about to tell you is true. Heaven and earth will disappear before the smallest letter disappears from the law. Not even the smallest mark of the pen will disappear from the law until everything is complete." So God's law is just as important today as it was when it was written and handed to his people. The difference here is that we are able to live it out in the world around us because of the presence of Christ and the Holy Spirit's power within our hearts. Now look at verse 3 in that passage for just a moment. "Each of you must respect your mother and father and observe the Sabbath. I, the Lord, your God, has spoken." It's kind of like he's saying that. In some translations, it says, honor your father and your mother and your father. So what are we to do according to this passage in God's word? Well, while Mother's Day is a relatively new holiday in modern history, versions of a similar holiday have existed through the centuries. The Bible does not correctly address a holiday of Mother's Day in the verses, but often addresses the celebration of motherhood and mothers, such as in the previous passage. Thus, it also says in Proverbs 23, "Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice." Well, a simple question for us to consider. Do our mothers, I should say, rejoice in us, their children? I pray they do. This Mother's Day, while you're buying a gift or making a dinner or handing her a card, maybe the greatest gift we can give to her is the way we live each day of our lives, how we seek to draw closer to the Lord and to her. This Mother's Day, let your mother know what's on your heart. Let her know how much you love Jesus. If mom has gone home to be with the Lord, then spend a few moments in prayer, lifting your voice to the Lord. Maybe, just maybe, mom will hear us praising him for her, who loved us so much and gave us everything that could be given, that a man and woman of God could be given so that we could be the men and women of God we are supposed to. Just thanking mom. So maybe if she's here, make sure she knows where you're at in your walk with the Lord. And if she's gone home, pray and ask the Lord to let her know how much you love her and appreciate all she gave to you. Spend a few moments in prayer for the various individuals and people in the church we've been praying for. For our families in particular today, they need our prayers. Mom, thank you for lifting us up in prayer. Without that, we would not have made it. And then, have a great day, and I'll see you in God's house on Sunday, Mother's Day Sunday. God bless.